Fennell was attributed with the mystical feat of escorting the prophet Enoch into heaven, who then became Metatron. Andrew Connell channeled force directly from the core of the Force.
Wonderful. Lost civilization, called the land of Mu. Supreme life, marine animals. Long ago, when this planet ruled. A fate speaker, a great leader. A snake creature that tore from the cave. Call a holy reef and divine coral. We're not immortal. Time portals, he would preach. The king of grief, cause they took his peace. He was sad cause the prophecies they wanted to meet. And his people, as he fall asleep in this water cathedral, then they ordered the evil.
The anthological imagination and its resonances, it's amazing. In Lemuria, brings a clear, purely interesting information concerning life on the continent and how different the culture, beliefs, and mores with their unpredictable societies. This is the centrality of our mythic imagination.
Crash landing of an extraterrestrial, nursed back to health by a small sect of Eskimos. Then they taught them that the air can grow vegetables, and the stars that align, and you are symmetrical. Held a serpent entwined, like what you see today, used by the medical. Wait, Meta, Kemet, Sin, Sumerian, I guess that's the prescription. Somehow we related to dolphin, melanated through carbon, then elevated to sovereign. They extended their mythic art with science that can rip physics apart. See, my lyrics is art, the scriptures are dark, a Kabbalistic chart. By releasing the captive messiah, 10 practicing ciphers, dressing crimson sacrificial attire. Open the book of legends, the smoke ascending to heaven, the seventh spirit descending in seconds. They're feeling the frequency of the phoenix when it's breathing. All the planets and everything living, we all a sequence.
The universe regenerates the energy that feeds the creator of the cosmos as one vast inner breath. Divine oneness, for example, is expressed as the loving union of masculine and feminine aspects of God. The societies of Atlantis, the people of Atlantis, lived out their earthborn incarcerations through a three-dimensional plane of existence, while perceiving life from a fifth-dimensional perspective. This is the centrality of the mythic imagination.